Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the battles of Valcrantz and Peters, fought between 5th and 28th February 1900 in the Boer War. The third unsuccessful attempt by Buller to push across the Tugela River, followed by the fourth, final and successful crossing of the Tugela, leading to the relief of Ladysmith. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com sites for the battles of Valcrantz and Peters, where you will see a number of illustrations and my maps of the battles. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. The battles of Valcrantz and Peters were fought on the Tugela River in northern Natal, in southern Africa, between an army of 20,000 British and colonial troops commanded by General Sir Redvers Buller and a force of between 4,000 and 8,000 Boers led by Commandant Botha, increasing as the Boers returned to their commandos. The British order of battle at the battles of Valcrantz and Peters is set out in the BritishBattles.com website for each battle. The Boer War was fought between the two independent Boer republics in southern Africa, the Transvaal and the Orange Free State, and Great Britain. The Boer republics began the war in October 1899 in an attempt to assert their independence from the encircling and increasingly dictatorial British colonial authorities. In the months before the Boer War, the Boer Commandant General, General Joubert, bought 30,000 Mauser magazine rifles, firing smokeless ammunition, and a number of modern field guns and automatic weapons from the German armaments manufacturer Krupp, the French firm Creusot, and the British company Maxim. Once war was declared, the Boers invaded and occupied Natal as far as the Tugela River, but with Ladysmith holding out in their rear. The Orange Free State government was not prepared to allow its forces to advance further south in Natal. In Cape Colony, some of the citizens of Boer origins joined their brothers from the two republics, but most did not. The only other offensive operations the Boers carried out were to besiege Mafeking in the north and Kimberley further south on the Cape Colony to Rhodesia railway. Both sieges were unsuccessful. A limited incursion was carried out into the central area of Cape Colony up to the area around Stormberg. In October 1899, General Sir Redvers Buller arrived in South Africa as the British Commander-in-Chief against the Boers. Buller was an old South Africa hand and urged that until reinforcements arrived for the outnumbered British garrison, the British troops should remain well back, out of reach of the invading Boer armies. The stopgap commanders-in-chief, pending Buller's arrival in Natal, Major General Penn Simmons and Lieutenant General Sir George White, ignored this advice. Simmons took the outnumbered British force across the Tugela into the northern tip of Natal. The British won the battles of Talana Hill, at which Penn Simmons was killed, and Elandslaagte. White, on taking over with the death of Simmons, failed to pull the force back swiftly enough in the face of the Boer invasion of Natal. The Boers engulfed White's troops in the town of Ladysmith, and the siege of Ladysmith began. All freedom of movement was lost to Buller, who incurred the overwhelming obligation of relieving the British troops in Ladysmith, it being inconceivable that they be permitted to surrender. Buller's task was to storm the Boer positions on the banks of the Tugela River and fight on into Ladysmith. No easy undertaking in the face of thousands of determined Transvaalers and Orange Free Staters, well entrenched on the river banks and hills, armed with modern artillery and magazine rifles, that they used with great expertise. Buller's first attempt to force the Tugela River positions came to grief at Colenso on 15th December 1899. His second attempt was notoriously defeated at Spion Kop on 24th January 1900. Buller's third attempt was at Valkrantz on the left flank of the Boer positions around Spion Kop, beginning in the early hours of 5th February 1900. The British long-range naval guns shelled the line of copse on the far bank of the Tugela River, while the Lancashire Brigade demonstrated across the river at Potgieter's Drift. The real attack force, Littleton's 4th Brigade, crossed by a pontoon bridge at Munger's Drift, a mile to the east of Potgieter's, and headed for Valkrantz, a hill at the bend in the river. The deliberate slowness with which Buller permitted Littleton's force to begin the attack, and the sight of the single pontoon bridge being assembled at Munger's Drift, gave the Boers ample warning that the true line of assault was up onto Valkrantz. The battalions of the 4th Brigade, comprising 1st Durham Light Infantry, 3rd King's Royal Rifle Corps, 1st Rifle Brigade and 2nd Scottish Rifles, with the 2nd Devons from Hildyard's Brigade, scaled Valkrantz, driving the Boers from the lower slopes of the hill and coming under heavy fire from the surrounding higher positions. The initial plan was for Hildyard's Brigade to cross the Tugela River immediately after Littleton and storm Green Hill. The Cavalry Brigade would then cross and make for Ladysmith, followed by Hart's Brigade. But the ever-hesitant Buller lost all confidence in the attack as Littleton crossed and cancelled the order to Hildyard to cross the river, leaving Littleton to make the assault alone. The Boers, only some 1,200 in number, were led by Viljoen in a spirited defence of Valkrantz, while the Boer rifle and artillery fire built up from the surrounding hills. The Boers were in considerable difficulty. The spectacular success of the Battle of Spion Kop, reminiscent of the Boer victory on the hilltop in the First Boer War, Majuba Hill, persuaded the Boers, including General Botha, that the British would now sue for peace as they had in 1881, and many Boers had gone home. Hurrying back in the face of the threat of a further attack by Buller, they arrived during the days of Valkrantz and afterwards. Buller's reaction to the stiffening resistance was to order Littleton to abandon the attack and retreat. Littleton ignored the order and called for reinforcements. Littleton urged Buller, in particular, to bring more troops across the river and attack Doorn Kloof, the hill position on his right flank. But Buller convinced himself the Boer positions were too strong to be forced. The most Buller would risk was to reinforce Littleton with Hildyard's brigade. At dawn on 6th February 1900, the Boer artillery began a heavy bombardment with guns that had been brought up during the night. Littleton and other generals urged Buller he had to commit more troops and expand the position by attacking Doorn Kloof. A council of war was held, but Buller could not be persuaded to take the risk. On the Thursday night, the operation was abandoned and the British troops withdrew across the Tugela River, ending the battle known as Valkrantz. The British suffered 400 casualties and Buller attracted the nicknames of the Tugela Ferryman and Sir Reverse Buller. Buller's fourth and final attack across the Tugela began on 12th February 1900, further east at Colenso. A force of Byng's South African Light Horse assaulted Hussar Hill, which they took. Buller arrived and ordered the hill to be abandoned, the whole force retiring to the British base at Cheveley. On 14th February 1900, Buller resumed the attack, taking Hussar Hill again. From there, the offensive assumed an unstoppable momentum. British troops moved from hill to hill, pushing back the despondent Boers, whose morale was sinking at the news of defeat in the west. The British took the hills of Chingolo, Monte Cristo, and finally Chlangmene, forcing the Boers back across the Tugela River. Buller, ever cautious, failed to launch his troops in pursuit of the retreating Boers. The next stage involved the inevitable attack across the Tugela River. Buller decided to launch the assault west of Colenso, although this was on ground covered by the disastrous Colenso battle. In the lull, as Buller decided on the next move, and the pontoon bridge was laid across the Tugela, the eccentric General Warren had his bath assembled and stripped naked to take a wash. He did it, he claimed, to amuse the troops. Buller arrived during the proceedings. The British artillery moving up to the river, a heavy bombardment was opened on the Boer positions in the hills to the north of the Tugela. Buller's infantry crossed the river and began an assault on the string of hills along the bank of the river from west to east, called Horseshoe, Winds, and Inniskilling Hills. Casualties were high and there was little success. On 27th February 1900, the pontoon bridge was moved to a position further east along the river, and the British launched an attack across the Tugela on the hills leading to Ladysmith. In the final fighting of the battle, Barton's brigade captured Peter's Hill. Norcott's 4th Brigade moved to relieve Hart on Inniskilling Hill, and Kitchener's 11th Brigade took Railway Hill. The Boer positions crumbled, and they retreated in some confusion towards the Natal border, joined by the Boers from the siege lines around Ladysmith. Ladysmith was relieved the next day, and the Boer invasion of Natal brought to a close. The extended period of fighting in February 1900 cost Buller's Natal field force around 3,000 casualties. 500 of them suffered by Hart's brigade during the attack on Inniskilling Hill. The Boers probably suffered around 1,500 casualties. The attack across the Tugela by Barton's, Norcott's and Kitchener's brigades is described as the one occasion when Buller behaved as a general, committing his forces in strength in a coordinated attack. This period of inspiration was soon over, leaving the old Buller timid and a prey to self-doubt. As the Boer army broke up in retreat, Dundonald and other generals urged Buller to unleash his cavalry in pursuit. That it was a golden opportunity is confirmed by Dennis Reitz in his book Commando. Buller, unwilling to assume any risk, refused. White attempted to launch his cavalry and horse artillery after the retreating Boers, but the troops and horses broke down within a few miles from malnourishment. On 28 February 1900, General Buller led his Natal field force into Ladysmith, and the siege of the British troops in the town was over. The relief of Ladysmith and the defence of Ladysmith were battle honours awarded to regiments that took part. Soldiers received the equivalent clasp for their Queen's South Africa medal. That is the end of this podcast on the battles of Valkrantz and Peters. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com sites on the battles, where you will find pictures of the battles and images of the regiments that took part, with maps of the battles. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of BritishBattles.com podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles-com-podcasts.